The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are hunting up some trouble for you. But once we find it, we're going to make sure that we take care of it and point you in a different direction. This is the Danger Zone featuring David Trainer, president of New Constructs. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. How do they do that? Well, they start by evaluating pretty much the exact opposite way everybody else does. Most people go in, look at the financial statements, and do everything from the top down. New Constructs goes in at the footnotes level and works their way up. And if they find things that are misleading and troublesome, where the picture that is presented from the top down doesn't agree with what they see, then you've got a stock that's dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you have questions or anything after you hear us and you want more information, the website is going to be the place to go. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The RIDEX Energy Services Funds.
Danger, danger.
Okay, RIDEX Energy Services Funds, and funds means different share classes, but the A shares on RIDEX Energy Services would be RYESX, and then it's just a number of other, just tweak a letter here or there if you want to get the actual, if you happen to own the C shares or what have you. So what is the problem here? When you guys evaluate a fund, you're sort of, again, going in and saying, what kind of stocks does it own? Just not enough good stocks? Or is it a problem with energy in general and this is the worst of the bunch? Is this fund specific? What's the issue here?
There's a problem with energy in general. I mean, for 16 consecutive quarters, the energy sector has received a dangerous or very dangerous rating amongst our overall sector outlook, right? So the energy sector has not looked good for a long time for us. But within that sector, it's one of the worst, and it's one of the most expensive in addition. So when we put something in the danger zone in the fund level, Chuck, it's going to be double whammy, just like stocks are double whammy. It's not just bad earnings. It's also a bad valuation, and really triple whammy, bad business model. But for funds, there are really two sort of tentpole analytical points, and those are quality of holdings and the costs. And as you know, you have expounded upon for many years, and intelligently so, look, the only reason you pay mutual fund fees is for superior active management. But at some point, the fees could be so high that no matter how good a manager you are, there's just not a lot of potential there for anything to trickle down to investors. And we see that's the case here. Then we also see very poor holdings. And, you know, if you don't believe us about how poor the holdings are, you can just look at the historical track record and see how much this fund has underperformed to see that the holdings have been bad and are currently bad.
And at the same time, David, we are saying this about a fund that over the last 12 months, it's up 55%. The last 1 year, it's done gangbusters, but it hasn't necessarily been way above average in doing that. That's kind of been the sector. I mean, it was up 23% and change last year and still ranked near the bottom of its peer group. It was down 32% in 2015. So you can see it's had this kind of explosive growth. Is that feast or famine performance a symptom of, look at what happens when you're owning more of the dangerous stocks?
Yeah, I mean, look, the sector's had a nice run here as of late in general, but again, it's meaningfully underperformed its ETF benchmark, the XLE. That's because you've got excessive costs and a lower quality portfolio, And, you know, that's just sort of what we're kind of saying here is that no matter how you put it, this is not going to be a good investment, either on a relative basis or on an absolute basis. If you're going to take the risk of being in these energy stocks, this is not the place to take that risk.
You just noted that it's markedly underperformed the XLE. Is that also a way that you evaluate funds, but that you suggest investors do as well? If you're going to take the risk of active management, take a fund that you can use as your benchmark and decide where you're going to be, because you can always do the index option here. And in this case, you're not getting what you pay for out of active management, and that keeps proving. Is it always use that ETF as the alternative choice here?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're in a risk-reward business, right? So, you know, we always are looking to minimize risk. And over the long term, it's more important to manage your risk, really, I think, you know, to generate good long-term returns. The focus on risk or defense is probably more important than the focus on trying to hit the home runs. What ETFs offer investors and what's made them so attractive is they have dramatically lower risk because, number one, your costs are a lot lower. So there's just a lot less money coming out of your pocket regardless of performance. And secondly, they tend to not be as sort of much gambling sort of vehicles, right? They're more diversified, sort of more generic, plain vanilla investment strategy. And, you know, that's why it's a lower fee, but it's also a lower risk.
You put it all together, and what you've got is RYDEX Energy Services, RYESX, in the danger zone. And as you point out, David, when funds get there, as much as anything, funds, when they get into the danger zone, they never really come out, do they? They're just...
You never know, but let's put it to you this way. The total annual cost of this fund is over 8%. A big chunk of that is their turnover and trading costs. So, you know, it's going to be hard for investors to ever make money if they're burning that much of it in trading.
There you go. RYESX for the A shares, RYDEX Energy Services in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
For more information, go to newconstructs.com, at newconstructs on Twitter. We'll be back with the market call in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.